And Dennis and Francis Lloyd are going to come and bring our readings to us this morning.
The first reading is from Psalm 62, verse 5 to 8. I depend on God alone. I put my hope in him. He alone protects and saves me. He is my defender, and I shall never be defeated. My salvation and honour depend on God. He is my strength, protector. He is my shelter. Trust in God at all times, my people. Tell him all your troubles, for he is our refuge.
The second reading comes from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. A bit cross-eyed this morning. The birth of Jesus is announced. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee named Nazareth. He had a message for a girl promised in marriage to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of King David. The girl's name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." Mary was deeply troubled by the angel's message, and she wondered what the words meant. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king, as his ancestor David was, and he will be the king of the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary said to the angel, "I am a virgin. How can this be?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and God's power will rest upon you. For this reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. Remember your relative Elizabeth. It is said that she cannot have children, but she herself is now 6 months pregnant, even though she is very old. For there is nothing that God cannot do." "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me as you have said." And the angel left her. This is the word of God.
Let's pray together. Loving God, we thank you for your word to us. And we pray that by your Spirit, you will shine your light upon it and open our hearts and minds to receive all that you want to say to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. In an infant school nativity play, there was a little boy who was desperate to play the part of Joseph. When the teacher announced the parts, the little boy was told he wouldn't be Joseph, but he was given the part of the innkeeper instead. The little boy was really disappointed, but every day he went to all the rehearsals and he learnt his part really well. And the big day arrived for the performance of the play. Parents and grandparents, teachers and governors all took their places in the school hall. And as the nativity play began, the time came for this little boy to make his appearance. Mary and Joseph knocked on the door. "Can my wife and I come in?" There was silence. And then the little boy replied, "She can come in, but you can't. I wanted to be Joseph." Now, sometimes it doesn't matter how well something is planned and rehearsed, it still doesn't turn out as it was supposed to. From an unexpected line in a play to an unexpected situation or crisis in life, there are times for all of us when we're suddenly faced with situations that aren't quite how they were meant to be. Often our lives are full of pressure. Now, sometimes this pressure, I think, can be a constant build-up of little events that can leave us feeling a little bit like a game of Jenga, where if one more thing happens, it feels like the whole thing can come crashing down. At other times, life can appear strong, good, solid, and stable, when suddenly out of nowhere, it feels like we've been hit by a tornado. And suddenly we're surrounded by rubble and we're trying to piece our lives together again. So how do we cope in these pressure-filled days when things maybe haven't gone as we had hoped or we'd planned? And how can we hold on to the things that we know to be true and persevere in the face of difficult times? Our reading told us of Mary, and Mary's life was suddenly rocked by unexpected events that totally turned her world upside down. And I'd like us to look for a moment this morning to see how Mary had faith in the pressures of life that she faced. Mary was just a young girl, probably only in her teens, and she was engaged to Joseph. An engagement then was a binding agreement that could only be broken through a divorce. Suddenly, Mary found herself confronted with an angel who told her she was going to have a baby and her baby would be the Son of God. Now, I think Mary's initial reaction of surprise and fear is somewhat understandable. But as she tries to take in all that's happened, it's evident that her life has made a sudden turn that she could never have expected, and which surrounds her with all kinds of pressures. Becoming pregnant when she wasn't yet married not only threatened her future with Joseph, he may well have divorced her, but would leave her facing public humiliation and disgrace, and legally, she could end up being stoned. So assuming she survived all this, then she may well have to cope with a baby on her own. She was a young girl from a humble background who lived on the edge of her nation. Why had all of this suddenly happened to her? As the angel went on to explain all that was about to take place, Mary's attention was turned from the external pressures that she'd have to face to the internal pressures of how she was feeling. The fear and concern that she experienced at the angel's greeting showed she didn't understand why she would be being described as highly favoured. She felt inadequate, unworthy of the calling that had now been put on her life. I really think her heart and her mind must have been in absolute turmoil as she began to grasp all that was happening to her. And so often, it's hard to see a way through when we're surrounded by the pressures of life. In our minds, we can have everything mapped out, and we know what we're expecting to happen in the next few years. And then all of a sudden, something happens out of the blue that leaves us shocked, confused, afraid. Perhaps it's a sudden change in employment, maybe an unexpected redundancy, a loved one being taken seriously ill, a relationship breakup, an accident, a disaster at home. Every day, people like us are faced with pressures such as these. And it's understandable to wonder how we cope with such difficulties. Like Mary, we can feel inadequate, weak, weary. And the emotional turmoil within, together with the external circumstances, can leave us feeling crushed and broken and unable to see a way forward. In all of the pressures of life, like Mary, we need a faith that looks up. Mary didn't allow these pressures to cloud her vision. In her faith, she looked up and she discovered a God that is far bigger than the pressures that she was facing. The angel described to Mary that even her cousin Elizabeth, who was old and who was said not to be able to have children, was suddenly going to have a child. This is possible, the angel says, because nothing's impossible with God. God can do all things. And when we're faced with the pressures of life, we need a faith that looks up to a God who is greater than all of the problems and difficulties that we face. A God who has the power to transform the situations, and a God who can give us the strength to persevere. Mary also looked up to see a God who was faithful to all of his promises. In the short term, Mary found that everything happened exactly as the angel had told her. God was true to his word, and he was faithful to all he had promised her. But on a greater scale, through Mary, God was fulfilling the promises he had made throughout the ages when he'd promised to send the Messiah who would bring salvation to the world. Jesus, God's Son, was being born into the world so that God's love might be made known, so that we might be able to receive his love and spend eternity with him. Like Mary, as we look up to God, we can also trust in a God who is faithful to all of his promises. And still today, through Jesus, we can receive his love, his strength, and be drawn into his family. And Mary also looked up and found that God would never leave her, but God would stay with her and he'd equip her to do all that she needed to. When the angel met with Mary, he told her that the Lord was with her. And Mary went on to discover that this was true. With God, Mary was able to overcome all of the limitations and pressures that were facing her. And she was able to do all that God asked of her. God promised to be with Mary, and Mary agreed to go with him in all that he wanted her to do. And like Mary, I'm convinced if we look up to God, we will also discover that he never leaves us. Even in the darkest days, he will be with us. In a painful and troubling time, someone once cried out to God, "Where are you in the midst of all my pain and sorrow?" And God said, "I am in you, the one who is hurting, and not in it, the thing that is causing you pain." When life gets tough, sometimes people find it hard to know what to say and how to help. And because they don't know what to say, they can end up saying nothing. And they end up distancing themselves just at the times when we need them most. But God will never leave us. Even in the pressures of life, we can look up to him and find we are not alone. Like Mary, we can discover that as God walks with us, we have the strength to keep walking with him. And so in the pressures of life, we need a faith that looks up. And we need a faith that says yes to God. Having listened to all the angel told her, despite all the pressures that she would face, Mary's response, I think, was a true example of faith. "I am the Lord's servant," she said. "May it happen to me as you have said." Mary knew God's grace and God's presence, and she knew with his help she could do what he asked of her. She said yes to God's will, and she made room for Jesus in her life and allowed God to fulfill his promises through her. Elaine Storkey, an excellent Christian writer, describes pregnancy as a deep kind of hospitality. She says, the pregnant mother gives her body to the life of the one who grows inside her. It's a sharing of all she has, cell structure, bloodstream, food, oxygen. She says, welcome with every breath and with every heartbeat. And she goes on to say, the growing fetus is made aware that here is love, here are warm lodgings, here is a safe place. Mary was prepared to make room for Jesus physically through her pregnancy, but she also made room for him through accepting everything that that would lead to through her life. From now on, life would be very different. At times, life would be much harder because of her decision to say yes to God. But she accepted all that would happen. And she put her trust in God and said yes to him. Each one of us is on a journey of faith. And throughout our journey, I think we need to ask ourselves regularly, are we making room for the Saviour? Does that spirit of hospitality that I can see in Mary live in me? We may well have said yes to God many years ago, but are we still as welcoming now? Or have the effects of life resulted in us pulling away, distancing ourselves, keeping Jesus at a distance in certain parts of our life? Mary's submission and obedience to God was a sign of the strength of her faith. And I think submitting to God's will means realising how that road is best travelled. In the pressures of our lives today, we need to be able to have a faith that looks up and still says yes to God. And I think as we make room for Jesus in our lives, then he helps us to understand his will and to learn, like Mary, how to trust in him. Yes, we may still feel inadequate at times. We may feel frightened by the problems and difficulties that we face. But we don't have to face those things alone. As we look up and turn to Jesus, we can discover a God who will never leave us. We can see that God is faithful to his promises. We can know a God who is greater than any of the challenges that we meet. In the pressures of our life, it is still possible to have a faith that looks up and says yes to God. Let's have a moment's silence to reflect on God's word to us today, and then I'll lead us in a prayer. Loving God, we recognise that each one of us faces so many pressures in our life. And as we struggle sometimes with coming to terms with unexpected events, painful situations, and problems that surround us, Lord, please help us to follow the example of Mary, to have a faith that looks up to you and says yes to you. As we cry out to you, may we know you as our God, who is far greater than anything that we have to face. As we trust in you, may we know your presence with us and receive your love for ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen.